I'm Izzy V from Hard as Nails. You can find us at facebook.com/Hard as Nails Band, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Insomnia Radio Australia and IRC FM presents IRC FM Australia. IRC FM Australia starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is life,
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to another episode of IRC FM Australia, as heard on IRC FM, Insomnia Radio Australia, Stitcher Radio, and Trax Radio. This is episode 338, which I'm entitling Welcome Back to the SGC, and the reasons for that will become quickly apparent. This episode is brought to you by the Hard as Nails Go Hard or Go Home debut EP launch, which is at the Baldface Stag, Parramatta Road, Leichhardt, on Saturday the 18th of January 2013. Hard as Nails are back and they are launching their debut EP Go Hard or Go Home. They'll be playing alongside Grand Plan, Grand Union, Skullduggery, and of course Hard as Nails launching their EP. There'll be lots of fun. I'll be hosting it. It will be a lot of fun, and I hope if you are in Sydney, I will see you there. Someone that I won't be seeing in Sydney because she's about to head back to the US is Maya Dyson, and here is her new single called Feel Yourself.
With my love, feel yourself.
from Melbourne, courtesy of SGC Media. That was Feel Yourself by Maya Dyson, and that I think is very typical of her. You could describe that song as an upbeat celebration, a 3-minute party that has quickly became a favourite at her live shows and is sure to feature prominently in future shows. She's about to fly off to the US to continue the promotion of her album that she released last year called The Moment. That album will be released shortly in the US. You'll be able to get it now from the usual downloady places in Australia, at least. She has been home in Australia for 6 months. She had several tours, but a career highlight for her was performing her track Jessie in federal parliament recently for the recent apology for forced adoptions. The US has seen the album making waves already. It is featured in TV shows including Bones and Elementary, as well as a profile on MTV Iggy. So that is rather cool. I have played Maya before and several of the other artists that you'll be hearing on this week's episode of IRC FM Australia, IRCFMAustralia.com. So that's Maya Dyson's new single, Feel Yourself, and she's going to be in for an awesome time in America. I can just feel it. Anywho, our next artist is called Jeremy Hunter. The song that we're about to hear from Jeremy is called Picking Up the Pieces. If you want to find out more, click on the show notes, IRCFMAustralia.com.
Yeah.
From Brisbane, that was Jeremy Hunter, and that song was rather cool. A little bit laid back, but that was cool anyway. He's a multi-instrumentalist, and he resolved to play every single instrument on his new EP himself in an effort to find the true feel of the songs and to catch hold of exactly what he wanted to express. The result of that is a heartfelt mix of instrument styles and sounds, ranging from up-tempo power ballads to delicate folk tracks and horrific blues numbers. The songs deal with love, escape, disillusionment and surrender, and other tricky aspects of human nature that can only be caught out of the corner of your eye. If the name sounds a little bit familiar to some of you, Jeremy Hunter was the co-founder of the Brisbane indie orchestra band Inland Sea. He's now stepping out on his own with his debut self-titled EP, less than a month after returning from a three-week UK tour with the band Inland Sea in mid-2012. Jeremy went into a studio nestled within the mountainous bushland of northwest Brisbane, spent 3 days away from the hustle and bustle of the city, and he spent very many long hours putting down the 5 songs that would become his debut EP. So that was Jeremy Hunter, and as always, if you want more information about any of the bands, go to the show notes. They may be playing somewhere near you, and you can go and check them out. Another band that we have played very recent, actually, and I really like this song. It's a very catchy and funky indeed. From Perth, here are the Love Junkies with their song called Maybelline.
Yeah. contact. No.
Hey mate, you dropped a stick. That was the Love Junkies with their very catchy song Maybelline. That's their very, very new single. They're from Perth originally. Their first single, which really turned heads, was their single called Oxymoron, which has been described as a little bit bipolar. They've had great community radio support and also the Triple J radio network. That scored them a slot at Southbound and also the big day out in Perth. They've also supported Birds of Tokyo and Jeff the Brotherhood. And then the Music Bible NME really sent things to the next level. They were listed in that particular publication as the one of the top five Australian bands to watch in 2013. They've been invited to join British India on their national tour, and indeed, that's where they are right as we speak. They are out and about. They've got a couple of gigs to go left on the tour, mainly in Western Australia by the time that you're hearing this, and also Adelaide, and if you're very, very quick listening to this, in Melbourne. But I'm sure there will be other tours for these guys. So that was the Love Junkies with Maybelline. Now we're going to go to another band courtesy of SGC Media, and I'll tell you what, Sarah from SGC Media, she has made my job really, really easy this week with her new, what did they call it, the Monday goodie bag with a whole heap of music, which is absolutely awesome, makes my job a lot easier. We are going to hear now from Sticky Fingers, who are from Sydney. In fact, they're from Newtown. They're from Newtown in the inner west of Sydney, which is absolutely awesome. Love Newtown. Sticky Fingers were scrounging for gigs, recording demos and looking for their elusive break. In 2012, they broke away from the pack, adding a chapter to their story that few achieve, and in the process, they smashed over 200,000 clip views, and they had one of the biggest Australian alternative hits of the year with Caress Your Soul. They've been described as psychotic alt-pop or sinister surf dub. That infusion of genres has hit a chord with an audience who are looking for an alternative to American hip-hop and DJ-led pop. Indeed, Triple J voters put the Newtown Misfits at number 61 in their annual top 100 poll, which is a rather, rather awesome effort. The band met when the drummer and the bass player met a busker outside the Cooper's Arms Hotel in Newtown. And the guy who was busking, he was playing outside the pub, and one of the bouncers actually was telling a couple of the guys that they should give the busker some money. And they asked him to join the band, basically. They have supported bands such as Art vs. Science, Tame Impala and Earthboy, and Donovan Frankenreuter. They also did an acoustic EP, Happy Endings, recorded amongst the ghosts at the Annandale Hotel. So the EP caught the attention that the band deserved, and they had their first taste of national airplay and the successful release of Caress Your Soul in July. Their second single was Clouds and Cream, and then they were putting their finishing touches on their debut album. They've continued a run of over 2 years on the road, playing sold-out shows around the country. Their new album is in stores, and at the usual downloady places. The album's called Caress Your Soul, from Sticky Fingers, from good old Newtown. And the song that we're going to hear, very appropriate actually for IRC FM Australia and Insomnia Radio Australia and Trax Radio. This one is called Australia Street. Now, I dare say my friends at Trax already know this one.
Smoke and we'd spar and we'd laugh, and the night would just go on.
the sound of the music. When you feel it, the bass coming through the tremolo. Passages that seem to go real, real slow. And this is what I want, and this is what you get. Come and share a toast for all our times we recollect. From the start and to these fans, we unwind out where we head. Being clever never sweat your when forever has the wind.
Hey, you. Yes, you. What are you doing after you're listening to Work FM?
I knew it has to go.
Well, you do now. Go listen to Irk Pod, Irk's original talk podcast. Yeah, I know. You'd think I'd be able to do this talking bit since 2007. Doesn't matter where in the world Irk goes, you can come along for the ride. Irk Pod, Irk's original talk podcast since 2007. Now on Channel Irk, channelirk.com. Yeah, that bit was cool at the end. You're listening to Irk on Irk FM. That can be heard on Irk FM. You can also hear it on Trax Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Insomnia Radio Australia. And that was The Trouble with Templeton, who are from Brisbane. They've just come back from a successful tour of the US and the Canada. They've hardly had time to celebrate, but they are going on. And actually, this weekend and next weekend, they're doing an East Coast tour as they launch that particular song, Like a Kid. They have played recently at South by Southwest, Canadian Music Week, also NBC's Last Call with Carson Daly, and they have also appeared on the Filter Showcase and the Communion Records Showcase. When they return home, they are hitting the East Coast, Brisbane, Sydney, and Melbourne. Their songwriter Thomas Calder was also presented with a prestigious APRA Professional Development Award. The new single, which we just heard, Like a Kid, has already been on Triple J and also has been called the Indie Artist of the Week for their spooky new video clip on Rage. And many of our Australian listeners will be familiar with Rage, even if they haven't listened to it or watched it recently. It's a late night and early morning video clip show, basically music video show, which sometimes even features guest programmers from the music industry, and you can have a wide range of music on that particular show, Rage, which is an Australian institution when it comes to music on TV. So that was The Trouble with Templeton, which is absolutely awesome. This episode of Irk FM Australia is brought to you by the Hard As Nails Go Hard or Go Home debut EP launch at the Baldface Stag. And of course, I've known the guys from Hard As Nails for quite some time. They've been great supporters of mine. I've been great supporters of them. And I'm actually emceeing the night on Saturday, the 18th of May, 2013, at the Baldface Stag. If you're in Sydney, you'll know where that is. Parramatta Road, just up from Norton Street at Leichhardt. There will be Skullduggery, who I've seen several times before, the Grand Union and Grand Plan, who are new to me. There's going to be a high-energy roof mayhem night. There's competitions, there's drink tickets, there's some headbanging going on, and you'll be able to see what Heart of Nails have been up to since Irkstock. They've taken some time out because they've been wanting to release some tracks for a while. This is their debut EP launch, Go Hard or Go Home. So I'm going to go a little bit harder. Thank you, Izzy. I am going to go a bit harder. And we're going to hear from Abby May. This is her latest song called Trouble. Irk FM. IrkFM Australia.com.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Shut out by the bed, come. lovers. TROUBLE.
That's Abby May. That was absolutely awesome with her song called Trouble. No stranger to IRC FM. She has been here before with her songs Carmageddon and also Design Desire, but very, very different, all those three tracks. That track was the result of experimenting for a solid year with a Mellotron, whatever a Mellotron is, and a drum machine. That song was combined with a throbbing electro pulse, reverb-drenched vocals, and a haunting background falsetto. The result, as we just heard, is a lurching Frankenstein monster-esque beat layering with the slinky and sex-sodden drip feed of Abby May's voice. The song Trouble builds further upon the abrupt change in gears seen in the previous single Carmageddon. She swaps strings for synths rather, all while maintaining her trademark sexual swagger. Now, that particular song, Trouble, is available now from the usual downloady places, and her forthcoming album, Kiss My Crocolips, is released in May 2013. So not long to go now before Abby May's album will be out, so that will be awesome. Looking forward to that. Another band that has been kicking some goals and is no stranger to IRC FM, this is Cub Scouts with their song called Pool.
Do you wanna jump? Ooh.
again, strangers to Irk FM and also our friends in Bris Vegas on Trax Radio. That was Cub Scouts. They had a rather awesome 2012, having a roller coaster ride. They started the year with their catchy ditty, Evie. And they finished the year with their song, Told You So. That became a breakout hit on US college radio. In between all that, they toured nationally with Ballpark Music, Pluto Jonze, and Loon Lake. They also won the Queensland Music Awards Song of the Year for their second single, Do You Hear? In January, they peaked at number 16 on US college radio CMJ's charts. They've had over 100 stations in the US playing their track, Told You So. They have also been selected to perform at the Great Escape in May, so I'm going to have to spread the word to our friends in the Association of Music Podcasting. I think there's a couple of people heading down for the Great Escape. That song that you heard was called Pool, which is the perfect anthem for the upcoming US summer. And so there's a hilarious video that I must watch where the band do some synchronized swimming. They've just completed an East Coast Australian tour. So that was indeed Cub Scouts. If you're in the UK and you're going to the Great Escape, keep your eye out for them, because I think they're a pretty funky band. Now we're about to hear from 7-Bit Hero with their song called Come On Stand Out. You're listening to Irk FM. IrkFMAustralia.com.
Come on!
AC mate hands, hands mate AC. That was 8-Bit Superhero by Nazjap, possibly the longest name in Sydney music. Not another sequel, just another prequel. Didn't have that song originally on the playlist, but I thought, couldn't play a band called 7-Bit Hero and then not feature 8-Bit Superhero, that song that we just heard from Nazjap. Couldn't do one and not the other. Even though the styles of music are very, very different. Nazjap, of course, a firm favourite of mine on the Sydney metal scene. They'll be up and running again soon after AC's recent visit to the US. Seems to be a few of us metalheads going to the US lately, but yeah, AC had a great time. Anywho, that was Nazjap. They'll be out and about. Very funny bunch of guys. Great musicians as well, and a little bit different for, you know, they have a bit of nerdcore action. A lot of their tunes are superhero related and things like Back to the Future and all of that sort of stuff. I wonder if Aaron's actually got round to watching all three parts of Back to the Future yet. I'll have to ask him next time I see him. Before the song 8-Bit Superhero by Nazjap, we heard from a band called 7-Bit Hero, and the song that we heard from 7-Bit Hero is Come On Stand Out. 7-Bit Hero was created by Hans, a Brisbane-based electronic musician. He has since established himself as a synth and beats craftsman who hand-draws his own waveforms. That's interesting. Shauna, you'll have to get in to draw you some waves. Anywho, the music combines chiptune samples, old school gaming, as well as live instruments to create an oral pop feast that presses all the right buttons. So I reckon this band and NASJAP, I think they'd go well together if NASJAP come to Bris Vegas or if 7-Bit Hero come to Sydney. Hans is a game and motion designer by day. He recently developed Penny Time, a rhythm skateboarding game for the iPhone, the iPod and the iPad. He's also written the soundtrack, attracting comparisons to the likes of the Go Team, Goity and Foster the People. And so he has two passions. He has released two critically acclaimed albums as Moody Pop Act Huns. He's created 7-Bit Hero, a project combining his love of music with his love of digital art. 7-Bit Hero is a bit pop band who uses video games, audience interaction, and visuals working together in a unique new way. 7-Bit Hero turns your smartphone into a joystick that allows you to control a character in the multiplayer game that is projected behind the band. Your opponents are somewhere in the crowd around you, and the band is playing the soundtrack. I'd like to see how that actually works in reality. And so Han says to tell you to make sure that your phone is charged so you can join in on the action. So apart from Hans, the Brisbane-based electronic musician, the band also features drummer Richie, bassist Phil, coder Daniel, visual artist Jamis, and sound production guy Scott, and also you. And so they are launching their first EP, We Eat Loot, 7-Bit Hero, where music and video games meet and high five. So that was rather interesting and something a little bit different here on IRC FM. Of course, you can hear this show on IRCFMAustralia.com, Trax Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Insomnia Radio Australia.
G'day, I'm IRC from Channel IRC and Insomnia Radio Australia. And what happens if I add a little bit of this?
Oh, I waited too long for my love to come home, as the sea turned to serpents and foam.
And a little bit of this.
Let me breathe, 'cause I'm drowning in your shadow. Let me leave.
And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this.
Where's the sound to cure the silence pending? Where is she?
And a little bit of this.
Tell me the truth. Just tell me the truth. There is some understanding.
And a little bit of this. Channel IRC presents IRC FM International, quality overseas music down the pipes and into your ears every Wednesday on IRC FM and Channel IRC. Great international music. ChannelIRC.com.
Divine the future from the flight path of passing cranes, and watch derelicts men happily insert gold coins down drain. Tear off your clothes and dance naked through the rain. Oh, but never turn your back
the sea. Likewise, never turn your back on me. Oh, but never turn your back on the sea. Likewise, never turn your back on me. Sail a bathtub down the Nile, stare into the leering face of death.
Yeah, I'm smiling
and shout incoherent statements of people obediently queuing up in the Centrelink file. Turn up the government appointments completely off your dial. Oh, but never turn your back on the sea. Likewise, never turn your back on me. Oh, but never turn your back on the sea. Likewise, never turn your back on me. Mysterio.
Gingerbread man, you are a cheeky chappy. What makes you so freaking happy? With your eternal grin, like you'll never be beaten. But let me tell you one thing, little man, one day you'll be eaten. Je ne regrette rien. Tu vas très bien. Je ne regrette de rien. take you home in a bag or a box. One way or the other, you'll wind up in the jaws of the fox. But somehow, you just never desist from being an eternal optimist. Je ne regrette. Doesn't the future to you look scary? To a gingerbread man, I suppose it's all just confectionery. But to me, you're a king without a crown. But to all the other biggies, you're nothing but a clown. Je ne regrette.
Je ne regrette rien. episode.
Like me. Feet around my head, thou'll soon be walking with the dead. It's pretty, oh darling, side by city. Jangle my feet around my head and tell them everything you said. It's coming, oh darling, I'd be running. Jangle my light up, spin a box, I'll blind my hands. Oh, I got a shock, it's brighter, oh baby, please delight her.
Yes, I said that I would put a Gemini Downs together with Rapscallion, and that is exactly what I've done. From Adelaide, that is Gemini Downs with their rather catchy song called Jangle. And prior to that, we heard from Melbourne-based band Rapscallion, and we heard Gingerbread Man and Never Turn Your Back on the Sea. That was a special three in a row for my mum, Judy, who requested a jangle during the week. She says, what was that really catchy song that you played with the awesome female vocals the other day? And I says, well, that was probably Gemini Downs with their song Jangle. If it wasn't, let me know. And that was Gemini Downs. And before that, Rapscallion. Now, what are they up to? Let me have a look exactly what they're up to. They have been performing in and around Melbourne. I believe they've actually got a tour coming up. They're a very interesting band to listen to. They will absolutely rock you if you go and see them live. You will get up and feel like dancing, that is for sure. Rapscallion from Melbourne. Keep an eye out for them, because if you get a chance to see them, you will absolutely love them. If you love the sort of piratey music. They describe themselves as Tom Waits in a tutu, singing Edith Piaf songs for a megaphone, backed by the Muppet Show band on the film set of Black Cat, White Cat. They're very, very skilled musicians. I remember the night that I actually last saw them in Sydney. It was very difficult for them to all fit on the same stage, because they had so many people on stage and the stage was so small. So not only did they have to concentrate on playing their music and getting everything right, they also had to concentrate on not bumping into each other. If you would like any further information about any of the bands, you can go to irkfmaustralia.com or australia.insomniaradio.net. Click on the links and you can find out more about the bands. If you do interact with them on the social networks or see them at a gig, tell them that you heard them here on IRC FM. Anywho, we have one song to go. I thought I'd try and find another song by Gemini Downs. And sometimes you get bands and they sound alike all throughout their collection. This is a very different sounding song from Gemini Downs. This is From Darwin. And I'll be back to wrap things up right after this.
A little feeling, it grows, a little feeling. I know that it's not like me. if all for you. Miss Independent, she falls your transcendental. And so I let myself go, and it feels so good. But you broke my heart from Darwin on a line across the land. And weather map, it tells me that it's 32 degrees up there. And you've not a care in Darwin, I doubt you ever did. You're not upset, and I know that means I was just a joke to you. That boring leech, I saw the photos on the book. Her hand on your chest makes me want to vomit every time I look. 'Cause you shot me down from Darwin, but I'm not gonna die. I'll be okay, that's what my mum says every time I start to cry. So now watch me crumble.
Yes, you have been listening to IRC FM Australia, episode 338. Welcome back to the SGC, even though SGC Media didn't go anywhere. I really love it when I receive a lot of music in the one email. Certainly makes my life a lot easier. The majority of the tracks came courtesy of SGC Media. Thank you to Sarah for keeping in contact with me, and also from the artist directly and used with permission. This show is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. If all of this music isn't enough, also check out the companion podcast, IRC FM International, each and every Wednesday here on Channel IRC, IRCFMInternational.com, bringing you great music from all over the world, and of course this show every Friday, IRC FM Australia. If you enjoyed the tune, 8-Bit Superhero from NASJAP, not another sequel, just another prequel, you might also like the show IRC FM Metal Monday, hosted by me. It's about metal and it's on Monday. I recently had a friend of a friend ask me if she could listen to the show on a day apart from Monday, and I'm like, sure, of course you can. It doesn't have to be Monday to listen, but that's the day that the show comes out, because a lot of people, they hate getting back into the swing of things on Monday morning, and so what's a better way to start the week than a whole heap of metal cranked up to 11? Anywho, on this episode we heard from Maya Dyson, Jeremy Hunter, The Love Junkies, Sticky Fingers, The Trouble with Templeton, Abby May, Cub Scout, 7-Bit Hero, Not Another Sequel, Just Another Prequel, Rapscallion, and Gemini Downs. I'm Irk. Hello, waving to my mum in the other room. And I will be back next week. Until then, thank you very much for listening. I'm Irk, and good night, Interweb. And don't forget, on Irk FM, music is life.
Stop at this platform. Intending passengers should board this train by running down the platform. Doors may not be opened.